Takole, pa smo.
Sveže obrit off.
Pozdravljeni v Evropskem Britofu. Evropski parlament je letošnjo Saharovo nagrado za svobodo misli podelil članom venezuelske opozicije. Ti so svobodo misli to poletje izražali na ulicah Karakasa z zažiganjem čavistov, plačevanjem tolpam za izvajanje izgredov ter zmetanjem molotov v porodnišnice, ki jih je zgradil čavistični režim. Opozicija je pred dvema tednoma za lokalnih volitvah dobila zgolj 5 od 23 regij, iz česar je očitna njihova prodemokratičnost in boj proti diktaturi, pri čemer niso predstavili niti enega dokaza o nepravilnostih na volitvah. Dva izmed nagrajencev sta leta 2002 tudi aktivno sodelovala v poskusu državnega udara proti Chavezu. Evropski parlament s podelitvijo izraža višek evropskih vrednot in bistvo zahodne demokracije. Če se profiti stekajo k ljudstvu in ne kapitalistom, gre za diktaturo. Boj proti njej pa je boj za svobodo govora, pa če v obliki še tako neartikuliranega brbljanja. Poslanci v okoljskem odboru Evropskega parlamenta so s 33 glasovi za, 29 proti in 4 vzdržanimi izglasovali novo direktivo o obnovljivi energiji. Ta si zadaja cilje Evropske unije na tem področju do leta 2030. V nevladnih okoljevarstvenih organizacijah so predlog direktive sicer pozdravili, saj predvideva postopno opuščanje biogoriv. Vendar pa po drugi strani nasprotujejo tistim določbam v njej, ki dovolijo in spodbujajo sečnjo gozda v namene pri dobivanja elektrike in toplote. Svoje stališče predstavi Sini Eraja iz BirdLife Europe.
Both in the Environmental Committee this week, it was mostly about the role of bioenergy in our renewable energy policies and the sustainability of bioenergy that's being supported and incentivized through renewable energy policies. And we think that the committee took good steps forward in trying to ensure that biofuels, which are used in the transport sector, would be more sustainable and would be climate friendly. But we also think that when it comes to the use of forest biomass as renewable energy, the committee pretty much failed in introducing any significant safeguards to make sure that the wood that we use for renewable energy is sustainable and low carbon.
Predlog nove direktive bi nadomestili dosedanjo direktivo, veljavno od leta 2009. Kaj so ključne spremembe med prvo in drugo, razloži Eraja.
This is a review of an existing directive, and it's for a different time period. The existing directive was from 2009 until 2020, and this new directive will be from the year 2020 until 2030. And it has some new parts in it, considering these sustainability requirements for bioenergy, particularly forest biomass that I mentioned. It has had no sustainability requirements whatsoever until now. So you could burn any kind of wood that you get your hands on and it would all be considered to be sustainable renewable energy. So now there are new proposals for sustainability safeguards for wood use, but they are still not, at least from our perspective and from the environmental and climate perspective, they're still not sufficient. So that's a whole new part in the discussion. Then there is another debate, which is about renewable energy targets in general, because you might be aware that currently all the EU member states, they have national renewable energy targets that have been agreed together with the other member states. But this new renewable energy directive has no more national specific renewable energy targets for countries. It just has one overall EU target for the share of renewable energy. And this is causing quite much insecurity in the renewable energy industries. No one's exactly sure how are we going to handle, make sure that we are going to reach that common EU target. And the parliament, including the environmental committee that voted in the morning, has said that they would prefer to bring back these national targets, which would make the kind of division of responsibility clearer between member states.
Trenutno zastavljeni cilj za Evropsko unijo do leta 2020 je doseči 20% obnovljivih virov energije. Vendar ni jasno, ta cilj bi z novo direktivo podaljšan do 2030, pri čemer bi moral 20% delež veljati za vsako državo članico. Raja pojasni, da ostaja vprašanje, kako to doseči.
So it's a target for the share of renewable energy in your energy consumption. At the moment, we have an EU target of 20% of renewable energy by the year 2020, which we are on fairly good track in achieving. And this overall 20% target for EU member states has been divided in national targets. So depending a little bit on the starting point of each member state, you might have a target of just few percentages up to all the way like 30% or 4% of renewable energy. And this target will be extended to the year 2030, so that by 2030, all EU countries together should have a share of at least 27% of renewable energy in their energy mix, which is not yet, from our perspective, very ambitious. We would have potential to go much higher. But the big difference is that this 27% overall joint target is not allocated to member states clearly what should be the share of each one, and the whole mechanism on how are we ensuring that we jointly reach this target is quite unclear at the moment.
O novi direktivi bo sicer moral razpravljati in jo potrditi ali ovreči še celotni Evropski parlament. Britov je pripravila Zala.
You're listening to Radio Student on 89.3 MHz FM stereo. We wish you clear sound and sharp picture.